brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Number two, and the whole fraud that is the move to expand the war and the war crimes in Syria, it is all disintegrating right now. The question is, how will the empire strike back? How does the collapse in confidence in the government, in the kleptocratic, eugenics-based institutions, and in the Decepticon media, the vomit-supporting media, how is that going to play out? The only reason CNN and all the rest of them are having to admit now that the Al-Qaeda is killing Christians and that it's a very immoral war is because they need to keep some confidence they have left in the public. But it's already gone. That song already played. And I'm looking at all the angles. They've known this is coming. Brzezinski's written about it the last few years. He's one of the top strategists the globalists have right now. That their answer is going to be an iron fist. Stage stuff, it won't matter if we know they staged it. They'll still just kind of act like, well, we're doing this for your safety, even though everybody knows that's not the case. That little bit of plausible deniability they think will keep people from speaking out against the system. And I'm sorry, I don't think that's going to work. Especially when the military and police that I talk to are really waking up. Because as bad as the federalization of police is, and as bad as the brainwashing they're being given is, it's actually backfired in many areas. And that's why I am reticent to just come out and demonize the police, especially the military, even though they are the instruments the globalists want to use to oppress us and enslave us. That is the group that I see statistically waking up faster than anybody. So to a great extent, our hope lies in them, but also our doom. And that's kind of how it always is. It's like America's the best of times, the worst of times. The best of places, the worst of places. We do have a special destiny. That's clear, as the founders knew and those before them. And the question is, what is that special destiny? Well, the destiny of the world, to a great extent, will be decided here in America. The New Jerusalem. As the establishment sees it, Israel is not seen by the high-level Illuminati as the real center of the world. It's the United States. And it goes back to the Rosicrucians and others over 500 years. I don't want to get off into a bunch of esoteric stuff. Whether you believe in all this or not, America's secret destiny is to bring in a new age of enlightenment and human empowerment. Now, that's what one group thought, the group that wore the white hats, whether you think they were devils or not. The black magic crew that's always operated within the Illuminati and is the Illuminati, they just want to create absolute hell on earth and think they're going to be gods over some dark kingdom. Now, I've said enough. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to go directly to Drew, Ronald, Alex, and Chris. You just joined us. I want to hear from media people, journalists, about the shift we've seen, where they think things are going. Do you agree with Conrad Black out of the New York Sun? Collapse of America influence recalls disintegration of Soviet Union, fall of France. And you read this article, it's absolutely dead on, folks. Again, you notice you've heard me saying this really for years, but the last 3 weeks intensely. And I'm not like tooting my horn going, see, I told you. Now, other pundits are agreeing, other analysts are agreeing with me. This is like, again, seeing the sun come up in the morning and saying, that's the sun. I'm pointing out what is hiding in splendorous plain view. And good people better get active, or we're going to get, as the hippies used to say, radioactive. Because when the globalists start losing control, they do one thing, and that's start wars.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Fan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, they completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, if you just joined us, we're now into the second hour here today. Huge developments in the economy with the police state, with the program of Cloward and Piven to bankrupt America, to collapse everyone under government control. We've got big Benghazi developments, whistleblowers saying, I've been punished for speaking out. Monsanto's got a plan to get rid of GMO labeling worldwide, and we're going to be getting into that. Also, a story I saw yesterday that really made me upset. We've got it linked up on InfoWars.com out of the Washington Post. And it's something I've been aware of for a very long time, that I'm going back to your phone calls, but I need to get to this at the bottom of the hour. And it's a long investigative report on how in the state of Maryland, in the counties, they actuary it out. And I discovered this myself in Travis County, and it literally is one reason I have so much rage and am so hateful. If you watch early videos, when I first got on Access TV, I was very gentlemanly, friendly, sounded like a country bumpkin, never really got mad or upset. And then over the years, I turned into what I am now, watching CPS take families, kids for no reason, and the families literally crawling around on the ground in pain and horror. I discovered, and we did pieces on this. I know Mike Hansen's got them. He's digging through them. We've been trying to get them up online. we discovered that they would mainly do it to old people, and they somehow had a database through the health department, and this is on record, where when old people went in to get colon cancer surgery or lung cancer surgery, whatever the case was, they would suddenly put them into the county's process of taking their property for unpaid property taxes. And we would go discover they were even paid up. And then they had realtors and people that would actually death threat us with the police in special units that were involved stealing the property when we would try to go defend them. And I mean, we have a bunch of these reports. And then I really discovered it when they tried it with my grandparents, okay, right after my grandfather had a heart attack and got back from the hospital. Then they started up the property tax stuff, and my grandmother's like, but it's paid. Can you help me, son? And then I found, and I had all these hundreds of old people calling me just in Austin alone because I would cover this. And now it's all admitted how they would take people's houses for as little as $44 unpaid. But the big issue is they discovered, especially in Baltimore, that the people had actually paid and they were taking them, and that it was old people. They were preying on old people. And let me tell you something, folks. When Christ talks about suffer the little children, it'd be better for you to tie a giant boulder around your neck and throw yourself into the ocean than to hurt one of these, because vengeance is mine. I will come after you. That's, as I learn more and more, that's how the whole New World Order operates. And that what I thought was only going on in Austin is going on all over the country. Can you imagine? And it turns out it's the city and county people who go and buy the houses themselves. That's why they won't announce the auctions, we discovered, too. And you'll show up and it's county employees at the little auction that they won't even publish in a newspaper like they're supposed to do. And it turns out, like, these county people, some of them are worth, here in Austin, tens of millions of dollars and own 20, 30, 40 houses because they steal them. And they all need to be executed, in my view. I mean, let me tell you something. You take old, and it gets into it in the Washington Post, but whitewashes it, like the feds are doing something about it. They're probably only doing something about it because the locals are getting a little too greedy and it's getting a little obvious. But can you imagine taking somebody's house for $44, or they've actually paid the unconstitutional property tax, the SURF tax, and you still take their property? And I'll tell you why I don't like people calling in and thanking me and saying I'm a great guy. At a subconscious level, then I'm going to your calls. I feel like I'm not articulate enough. I'm not doing enough for these people. And then I get very hateful towards the general selfish, narcissistic public that are only into themselves or what their skin looks like, or, you know, do they have the fanciest car? Not that any of that's bad to have a fancy car or whatever, but they worship that. Meanwhile, there are innocent people being abused, foster children, old people. You want to know how evil the system is? Look at what they do to the weak. And then you see government always claiming they care about the children. That's why they want to attack Syria. And then they're behind the nerve gassing, clearly. And then the worst part is the psychopaths that are doing all the abuse and their sociopathic camp followers and their narcissistic camp followers will do anything for what they perceive as success because they're so deeply unfulfilled and insecure. They just go around like a scourge abusing everyone and no one can stop them. In fact, I learned the main reason I got thrown off local radio when I had the number one show in the time slot. Of course, got back on local radio soon after on another station. Was because the city got real upset and actually started threatening the general manager because I was having people on every week and stopping groups of predator realtors and groups of police that worked with them. By the way, I found out about this because Austin police, good cops, told me about it in 1997. Actually brought envelopes up to the station. They said, yeah, a cop was just here. In plain clothes, he wants you to have this envelope. And I'm like, go look at this old guy having his house taken. This city council member is involved with this realtor. I didn't know what this was. And I learned the cops told me about it because they had special cops who were involved, who would be involved with the constables and others in harassing these people. And I mean, they would take, you know, say a $500,000 house that some old World War II vet built himself in 1947. I mean, that's a real case I just mentioned, Rolling Dellingston, and stuff like that. I mean, it makes me want to throw up. And I said I'd go to your calls. It's just that I know all this is going on, okay? And I just get enraged that people aren't doing anything about this, okay? And if anybody needs to be in prison, it's the type of people doing this. And that's why the tax system's so evil. Any big tax system will always get taken over by criminals and will be used to rob folks. They do it. It's instead of robbing banks, folks, they rob old people. And the health department creates and opens a case on any group of old people that they believe can't take care of themselves. That is a message that then goes out. They send out a realtor who looks at the property, and then they start a move with elder care and stuff to have them thrown in a nursing home. Then they'll put in fake paperwork thinking the family isn't going to pay attention, and then they get the house. Now I feel like turning this desk over right now, folks, and maybe something's wrong with me, but I feel very violent when I have flashbacks to this stuff, okay? I mean, I literally have flashbacks. I'm going to be honest with people, to CPS grabbing people's kids in front of me and seeing old people crying as their house is taken. And the fact that no one's going to help them. Do you understand that? No one's going to help the Syrian Christians. No one's going to help anybody but us. It's up to us to get angry and do something about this. And I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. I'm sick and tired of gangs and bullies and government and corporations teaming up to hurt good people. And it's because America became gullible and trusting that we've gotten in this position. America became gullible and trusting. And, oh, our government's good. Remember, the old-timers said, don't trust the government. The old-timers said, don't take help from the government. The old-timers said, you stay off my land. Because they knew, folks, they had common sense. That's why this country was freer. And it's time we start acting like that again. It's time we start standing up for our families and standing up for each other. Instead of getting off on, you know, cozying up to these government bureaucrats who are our enemies. They're a bunch of criminals, folks. I'm telling you right now. Let's go to your calls. Drew, Roland, Alex, Chris. We're taking calls from media on their take on the paradigm shift that's happened. Or do you disagree with me on that? Drew in South Carolina, talk show host. Drew, give us your take on this. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Alex. I got to say, the mood down here in Charleston, it's a little tense right now. The local media is not covering any of Lindsey Graham's comments. It's all coming out of U.S. News and World Report now and CBS Local in Charlotte, but none of the local Charleston stations are covering any of his comments.
Oh, yeah, no. I got people telling me that Lindsey Graham didn't say that. That's how shut down the story is.
And there's a lot of police patrols in areas where they're not usually, I'm noticing now, so it's a very tense mood down here. Definitely a big shift. I think the biggest awakening now is people are finally getting through the realization of that the government doesn't have their best interest in mind. For so long, as well, how can they hurt us? They actually care about us. Now people are seeing that they are evil. And I think that's what's waking a lot of people up.
No, I agree with you. What are the mood of the callers that call into your radio show? What are they saying?
It's a little tense. It's, a lot of people are just having issues wrapping their head around that the government is behind all this, that they are doing it. They're starting to come around to it. They're starting to see that they can't trust the government. And I think that's the biggest awakening we're seeing with people, is that once that cloud gets lifted and they say, okay, now I can trust it. Yeah, I can see how they can do this. I see that they're coming at me. And that, you know, they really do understand that it's what we're up against.
You know, that's what's interesting historically, is that generally things happen incrementally and then suddenly the bottom falls out and suddenly everybody goes, wow, how did I not see that before? Like the allegory of the sunglasses in They Live. What do you think the power structure is going to do now that there's a mass awakening happening?
Honestly, I'm scared because they're like a caged animal. You're backing them into a corner. I think we're entering the most dangerous days because they're going to be backed up against the wall. They're going to have to go for broke. They see their plans falling apart in front of their eyes, and I think you're going to go for that Hail Mary.
I agree with you, and the police and military better decide whose side they're on. And I'll tell you, from what I've seen, they've decided they're on their own side, the American people's side, common sense's side. The problem is the globalists have special units of mercenary criminals that will do anything. They will do anything. How do folks find your show, Drew?
Weekend Sit and Spin. It's on KineticHighFi.com. We're internet radio. We're alternative media. Just trying to get the truth out
there. Well, good job. Good job. More media calls coming up. Roland, Ronald, Alex, Chris, and others. Bruce, we're going to take your call straight ahead. And then I'm going to get into the Emperor's new clothes, the trendies.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crust, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Microplant Powder Gold. Microplant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Microplant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Let's go to your phone calls. Ronald in Texas says he's a journalist. I want to get, again, if you just joined us, media people's take on what they see happening. Do you agree with me that we're seeing a major sea change? And if so, how do you think the establishment's going to respond?
Actually, yes, I do. Now, I've been awake since I was in the Special Forces back in the mid-80s. I've seen so much of what we were pulling that it was an eye-opener. Then later, becoming a journalist, I realized you can't work as a journalist for anyone other than yourself if you want to tell the truth, because the mainstream media doesn't want it. And it's funny due to the fact that here, nobody seems to remember history. I don't know if you've ever heard of this allegory. When Julius Caesar had his triumphant after he entered Rome, he had a slave repeat in his ear two things. One, remember you are but a man, you're not a god. And the second thing was, if you fail to learn from history, you're condemned to repeat it. And right now, our country's repeating history.
That's right. That's right. Julius Caesar would have his aide behind him repeat that to him over and over again so that he wouldn't become hubris-filled, because that would blind him politically. And he still ended up getting killed. And this elite literally thinks they're invincible and is leading us towards thermal nuclear war.
Oh, exactly. Well, this is like when I was listening to the Idiot Box back a few weeks ago. Here, our politicians were stating unequivocally, oh, well, our country happens to go ahead and we don't hurt men, women, and children. We never hurt the innocents. And it sickened me because I'm Native American, and I keep thinking back, well, let's see, I can list line item by line item of how many tribes you wiped out all in the name of your conquest.
Well, I mean, that's the issue, is that it's so cynical when they get up there and go, we care about the children in Syria. When Madeleine Albright was asked, 500,000 Iraqi kids have died under the sanctions, is that a good thing, and should it continue? And she said, yeah, it's a good thing. That's on record. You know, the Esquire writer didn't believe me when I said that. He went and pulled the clip up and couldn't believe it. I mean, these globalists think of all of us as dog meat. They don't even care about their own children in many cases. They are sociopaths and psychopaths, and we're all in great peril. Good to hear from you, Ronald. Let's go ahead and talk to Alex in Illinois, writer and blogger. What's your take from somebody in the media, your perspective on where things are going?
Hey, buddy, I have traveled through the rabbit hole and punched through the bottom of oblivion through death, hell, and heaven, and to come back and say, beware the devil's disguises. The New World Order 1%ers have become lazy, decadent, and overly sinful, and it is now time for them to pay for the damages they have made to our humanity's planet, avenge the Swiss cheese, gas, exploded children. We must put a mirror in front of them so they can see the monstrosity that they are.
Well, I agree with that statement. And the decadent always look at you and go, oh, you just don't want us to have fun. Or they laugh at those of us that are criticizing what they're involved in. And people think of decadence as sex or eating too much. Real decadence is not caring about your neighbors, not having empathy, not caring about innocent animals, you know, just basic things like that, not caring about your neighbor. They don't understand that when no one cares, everything goes to hell in a handbasket, and then the predators end up ruling. We need good people to come together in societies of freedom. Humans always get in gangs. We need gangs that are into art and literature and freedom, and into individualism, and into women being powerful, and men being powerful, and celebrating maleness, and celebrating femininity, and celebrating the family. Instead, the corporatists want you to celebrate their plastic, fake culture of death, Alex. God bless you. Anything else you'd like to add?
Yeah, that New Yorker told you some advice regarding meditation, and I've seen that you've kind of been on edge and kind of scrambled by all this chaos. I forgot his name, but he's a New Yorker. You always have him on. He was on just last week.
Salente.
Yeah, Salente. He recommended you doing meditation. I'd highly recommend that you do at least 10 minutes a day of meditation.
Oh, I agree. I've got the most stressful job probably out there because I can't turn off caring. I'm not saying that like I'm some goody two-shoe. I mean, I cannot turn off everything affecting me. I'm the opposite of a psychopath, ladies and gentlemen. And I know you are as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.
And you thought the most painful question from your child was this.
Are we there yet?
Questions on family trips are nothing compared to questions from real family emergencies caused by weather, natural disasters, or terrorism.
I'm super hungry. What are we going to eat?
Daddy, I'm scared. Why don't we have enough food?
Daddy should have been better prepared.
September is National Preparedness Month. Now you can be prepared. Now you should. Now you have awareness. And now you have your solution. Go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze Dry Guy will get you ready with the Family First Responders Kit. It's your emergency solution with delicious freeze-dried food, safe water, and even fire starting. Call 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD or log on to freezedryguy.com. Protect your family now with emergency preparedness and say,
we're there!
freezedryguy.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
This is our land. These are our people. The workers, the strivers, the builders. These are our people. Who are they? They are the dark armies. The dark, murdering armies whose only honor is a trust.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to break down what I have researched and what the globalists admit. So often I say, I have discovered. It's like I drove to the East Coast and discovered the Atlantic Ocean for the first time. It's not like I discovered it. I'm saying, here's the great truth that is there for everybody, and you can disagree with me if you want, but I know you're not going to when you hear me talk about this because you have experienced it. But those of us that are not completely narcissistic are blind to this to a great extent. So I'm going to explain what the psychopaths are doing, what they're scientifically programming, and how we can hopefully reach out and wake people up. And then I'm going to go back to Chris and Bruce and Steve and Dan and Charlie, everybody that's holding. And then into the next hour, I want to hear from military about the Syria strike situation. And now Obama's saying, well, a red line's rhetorical. First he said it's a set red line. That's the end of it. Then he said a year later, last week, I never said there was a red line. And then they went, well, we meant it was a rhetorical red line. And there's absolute proof Assad did it, but it doesn't matter who did it. Remember he said that in his first speech 3 weeks ago, Kerry? And then now they're going, oh, looks like the rebels might have done it. But that's why we got to go in, because the rebels have the chemicals. Al-Qaeda's there. We have to go in because of them, is a new spin I'm hearing, when our government put them in charge. It'd be like if I sent in bank robbers to rob a bank, and they're loading a truck full of all the cash, and the cops pull up, and I go, officers, you need to arrest these men immediately for robbing the bank. I will take the cash and protect it. Oh, man. I mean, it's so ridiculous. And I think that's what's happened. They're waging war against reality, because if they can overthrow reality, if they can get us into that kind of trance-like state fully, they can do anything. The establishment is collectively mad. Doesn't mean they're not functioning at a high level and able to run things as obsessive-compulsives in many cases. A bunch of narcissistic, obsessive-compulsive psychopaths. What was the term the other day I heard? I was talking to somebody on the phone. Who was that? And they called it diabolical narcissism. And I think that's the term. Diabolical narcissism. Amazing. But before I get back to your calls and all of that news and get into some of the economy, I don't want to get diverted off like I did earlier to reading a big investigative report out of the Washington Post, 15-page investigative report, only part one, about how old people are targeted by the establishment all over the state of Maryland, having their homes taken when they've actually paid the property tax. And then there's the whole fraud of the property tax itself, and then the fact that I literally had flashbacks, bad memories of the trenches, back when I would mainly cover local news and go and discover all this and have old ladies, you know, crying in their kitchen, thanking me for trying to help them. And then even going to court and stuff and watching the criminals try to cover up and wanting to punch them in the face in the hallway and not being able to. Because, you know, the normal things, like ripping off an old lady or something. And, I mean, you want to attack them. I mean, that's a normal behavior of somebody to want to defend innocence. But not being able to is, I think, is what turned me into this kind of violent person on air. Like, I attack people with my voice and with rhetoric that's based on truth because I hate them. And the only sucker I get, the only aiding and abetting, the only comfort I get, not sucker, sucker. Just pull the definition of that for me, thanks. The only reprieve I get from the pain of having empathy is to attack the enemy. So that's why I act like this, and I apologize for acting like that sometimes. And again, sometimes I tend to start talking about myself because it's all a process of being on air and dealing with this and being, people ask, how do I handle this? How do I deal with this? And now I realize I haven't really handled it. I haven't really dealt with it. How do I not become a brutish, goblin-like gorilla fighting these people? Now, shifting gears to a really big subject. And the best way for me to break this down is anecdotal. Give you an example of what I've been through. Working in media, I got into media because I didn't want to have my guns taken. I got into journalism because I wanted to expose globalism. I got into the media because that's how you fight tyranny. But most people that you run into, most people, I'd say 60% or more, that get into media, it's because they feel unfulfilled and unconfident And they feel like that if they could get on a big platform in status, that they would be fulfilled and successful. Some get into it for purely mercenary reasons and believe they can make a bunch of money out of it. And those are the types that actually really soar up the ranks of news. But when you get into entertainment, it is a bunch of addled narcissists. And so then they push the culture of dumbed down narcissism and, you know, basketball players going and visiting North Korea as Kim Jong-un mows down the symphony orchestra because his wife is jealous of him or whatever. It's all about these narcissists and their power trips. But living in Austin, Texas, that's already had a big entertainment industry ever since I've lived here, since high school in the early 1990s, and being able to experience some of that and be involved in that, I learned that the grass is not greener on the other side. Celebrities are normal people just like everybody else. All that really matters is art and things that are interesting, not just because somebody's famous. That means nothing. And so I really got a inside view in radio, TV, print, Hollywood, all of it in the last 18 years to understand it. And to understand how celebrities are literally worshipped as gods. And on average, the successful ones that you see out front are actually put there because they re-magnify the narcissism that Edward Bernays 80-something years ago wrote about, saying we should change the subject from issues to nothing but the pageantry of the narcissism so that everybody gets obsessed with looking at their own reflection in the water instead of looking at the real world going on around them. So the whole world's been built to distract you from reality so you're not a real player in the real world. It's psychological sabotage, and I mean, trying to get into this, it could take hours, but I'll just briefly get into it, and then maybe later even make a film about narcissism, I think. Because when you're young, you need to be a little bit narcissist, so you develop your image and go out and find a mate and, you know, have some drive. But as you become more successful in the hierarchy of needs, healthy psychology, you care about your children, you care about the culture, you care about the future, you understand you're not going to live forever, you're part of something bigger. That's normal development. So you're supposed to act like a narcissist at 13 years old, not at 35. And you're not supposed to take yourself so serious, you know, as you get older. Now, that's the normal hierarchy of needs. But if they can arrest your development at about a 12 or 13-year-old level where you're trying to be accepted in high school as a freshman, if they can freeze you there, they can then control the messages, and the media and the establishment can be the cool kids, and you'll do anything to feel like you've been accepted by them. Not knowing that the real controllers of all this, we hardly even know their names, they're never on television, they're completely secretive, surrounded by art and literature and science, but only to use that to control people. The real power structure is the opposite of a narcissist. They're more like a control freak. But they use narcissism as the cultural poison. And now that my beloved Austin, Texas, you know, that my mom grew up in, my grandparents are from, as Los Angeles, and I have the article right here, as Los Angeles collapses, as the propaganda factory, the narcissist command base, collapses, and the L.A. mayor declares state of emergency as movie TV production flees Hollywood, as it collapses, you've got millions of vampires who, you know, moved out there when they were kids for music, for film, for whatever, that will do anything they think that they won't survive, they won't live, unless they can be a Hollywood star or a rock star or a rap star or whatever the case is, and they don't do it for the art. They only do it because they think they're going to die. They need the oxygen. They feel so empty because they are so close to Hollywood that's so empty. So they think if they just get closer to it, they'll be fulfilled. When the more they get closer to the fame, the more empty they're going to be, the more imprisoned, the more surrounded. When I'm flying into Los Angeles, folks, literally, only place in the world this happens, I feel physically sick and freaked out and want to get out of there. In fact, basically no one can get me to come there now. I haven't been there in years and have had all sorts of amazing offers. You know, I will not go there. I will not get anywhere near it. Because I'm telling you, spiritually, folks, I can feel it. Because everybody's had their souls sucked out there. And let me tell you what's happened. I may have to leave Austin. I'm making this announcement now. It'll be a big deal. It'll be a few years. I don't know how we're going to do it. They're all moving here. Not Californians. A lot of nice Californians. They're, the L.A. people that have all failed are all racing here and setting up shop all around them. This is a microcosm of how the New World Order in Washington, D.C. works as well. They're all moving here as the next big gold rush of where they can finally make it, and there's con artists set up everywhere that you'll pay money to so you can maybe talk to a band about being part of their operation. Or all these people delusionally who know someone that knows someone who makes movies. And it's all just mass mental illness. I know dozens and dozens of people just the last 5 years who've gone completely bonkers, believing when they couldn't become movie stars or rock stars that they were movie stars or rock stars and literally become artificial schizophrenics. I don't know what you call it because they weren't schizophrenic before. They weren't crazy before. They actually go insane believing that they finally made it. Or they'll give everything they've got to con artists that are telling them that they're going to be stars. And that's what Obama did when they made him a movie star. When you bought into Obama and you bought into his cult, well, then you became a winner. I know a lot of this is elementary. People are like, yeah, tell us the big revelation. We know this. Well, you have to understand how strong it is, though. And how horrible it is to watch the spiders that set themselves up to use and abuse. I have to tell crew when we hire them here, listen, you're going to have all these offers for media stuff. None of it's going to be real. They're just going to offer you stuff to go work for them for free and then cheat you. That's how L.A. works, and that's how Austin works now. And people have gone before and left to go do deals. And then, of course, they call me back a month later. They go, it was all a con job. Can I have my job back? And I go, no, you're not going to stop. You can't help it. And that's all L.A. does, is endless meetings and people trying to get angles. And it's like vampires looking for people to suck dry, but there's nobody left. So now I'm dubbing it the vampire invasion. Austin, Texas is overrun with vampires. Thank God they're only segregated to the trendy areas. And they're all trying to feed on each other here. And, I mean, it's overrun, ladies and gentlemen, with delusional emperor's new clothes. In fact, let me show you some of the articles right here. Emperor's New Clothes is written by Hans Christian Andersen, the guy that wrote My Little Mermaid, about two weavers who promise an emperor a new suit of clothes that is invisible to those unfit for their positions, stupid or incompetent. When the emperor parades before his subjects in the new clothes, no one wants to admit they're stupid or ignorant when he's completely butt naked. Finally, a small child says, but he isn't wearing anything at all. And that's the tipping point, ladies and gentlemen. And now understanding mass narcissism, artificial mass mental illness, where people don't understand being honorable is how you succeed in life, or being an artist and loving your work is how you succeed, or being a good person is how you succeed, or, you know, just raising healthy, happy children is how you succeed, or being truthful and having integrity is how you succeed. No, they think you only succeed, and then they worship you but also hate you at the same time because you've been on national television or you've had a successful this or that. And they think by being around you, they're suddenly going to become successful just because like some magic rubs off on them. But all it does is attract vampires that can't get to you. They can get to them, and then they tear them away from you off to be torn to shreds politically. And that's what the mainstream media is and the whole culture is. You buy into this big lie. And, folks, I've had distant family, and I've had another guy we worked with more than 10 years ago that I heard on air saying, I've been offered by the ambassador from Nigeria to be given $14 million if I only send him $10,000. And I called the person, and I said, you know that's a fraud. And the person said, no, you're just jealous that the ambassador didn't contact you. And I said, man, this is a known fraud for like 5-6 years at that time. It's like 17, 18 years now. And I said, I will assure you it is a known fraud. And the guy went on air and said that I was jealous of him getting the $14 million, which never got it, and that he was even more mad when he ended up getting ripped off and didn't get it. Folks, I know people where I tell them, I go, this is a con. This isn't real. I mean, people come to me and they say, my daughter has been sent something in the mail. It's only $1,000 to get placed in a thing for models. And then it's $5,000 once that comes in. And they go, will you help me with the money? And these are nice people. And I'm saying, listen, hon, this is a fraud. But I said, just to teach you, here's $1,000 to enter it. But when they come back wanting $5,000, I did this, actually. You're going to know it's not real. And, of course, that happened. Because, see, they wouldn't have believed me if I just said no. And then, see, what happens is, once you're sucked into the fraud, you don't ever want to admit you've been sucked into it. And, folks, I deal with this now on a weekly basis with people that are delusional. Oh, and when people think you're successful, the con artists that come out of the woodwork, going after my wife, my family, my dad. I mean, it is, because that's their economy. They've got to rip somebody off or con something instead of building something. And see, that's when cultures fall. That's when they collapse. So it's like the Nigerian email scams. It's like the emperor's new clothes. It's all these Vanity Fair things they set up where they tell people, oh, you'll get to be in a rock band if you pay us money. Or I'll explain when we come back.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Take Austin, Texas, where I live, the supposed live music capital of the world. What it is the music con artist capital of the world. You've probably got, let's just not exaggerate, 100,000 musicians out of a million people living here. And there are all these groups that feed on them, that produce their records, that produce their albums, that take their glamour shots for 5-10 times what it's worth. There's all these lawyers that prey on them that are going to get them the big record deal. And all it is a predatory group feeding on them. Here's another example. You'll have some guy, you know, out of college with a bunch of debt, same thing as his girlfriend. They're going to get married, and the women's magazines and everything say you got to have a $200,000 wedding. You got to have all these photographers that are super expensive. You've got to have this $5,000, you know, cake. You've got to, or he doesn't love you, and you've got to have a ring that is basically a year's salary. And then literally, it's a semi-precious diamond. Diamonds aren't even precious, folks. They're semi-precious. But they're geographically located so they can control them as a monopoly. And it's all a giant fraud. And so the economy becomes this huge fraud, and everyone's running after the tokens of success so that they can feel like they're more powerful than those beneath them. And then your culture becomes dead and becomes plastic and becomes stagnant. And my problem is that I don't, in literature, in psychology, in history, I know cultures can go mad, but I'm trying to understand, what do you call it where people artificially were not mentally ill genetically or to begin with or chemically, but they artificially under peer pressure, I guess it's a mob narcissism, almost like mass Stockholm syndrome, a term I've coined. It's like a mob narcissism, mob delusional, mob psychology. It is mob psychology, mass mob effect in some type of bizarre manifestation where the system is completely wearing no clothes, and then we just buy into it. Well, it's time to not buy into it. And then those of us that do wake up from it and don't want to be part of it, we're the bad people. And then you wonder why the glazed-eyed public laughs at you when you're awake and informed, and it makes you feel bad. They're laughing because they're insecure. They're laughing at you as just a confidence act of, if they act like they're in charge and they're in control, everything's going to be all right. That's what's going on. And they're dangerous. And they will buy into anything as long as it's the new fad, and the system can produce whatever fad it wants, so it is the Pied Piper leading the children away. And what freaks me out the worst about all this is, and I'm going to come back in the next hour and go right to your calls, those that are holding. What freaks me out really, really bad is that even when they've been conned, and they know they're being conned, they won't admit it to themselves because they won't admit they've been taken. So like a gambler at Vegas who gets deeper and deeper into debt, and they start mortgaging their house and going to the pawn shop and selling their watch and their kids' college fund to come back because they're going to make it. They're going to get themselves out of this hole. And it's so sad to then watch the psychopaths and social engineers taking over the world by manipulating the public that they've artificially engineered to be narcissistic. It is absolutely insane. And that's why it's more important than ever that everybody out there support this broadcast. Spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Spread the word about PrisonPlanet.tv. If you have a $5.95 a month membership, you can be shared with up to 11 people simultaneously. Share it with your friends and family. Give them the gift of truth and information. Because people now are upset, and they know that they've been lied to. And so they're ready for you to fully help them open their eyes. We'll be back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Why does the United States spend the largest percentage of GDP in the world on healthcare? Why do we have the highest cancer rates on the planet? The highest rates of diabetes, autism, and every other major disease? It all comes down to one thing. We are what we eat. Our food is devoid of nutrition and processed with poisons and additives. Our water is filled with toxic poisons and big pharma runoff. All of this has been engineered by design. We can turn the tide against
the eugenicist by giving ourselves the nutrients our body desperately needs. To learn more, visit InfoWarsHealth.com. The site is literally packed with audio and video featuring top health professionals who don't bow down to Big Pharma. The fight against the New World Order starts with you, and you can't stand against the machine of your sick, tired, and obese. When you visit InfoWarsHealth.com, be sure and check out the catalog with nearly 400 life-changing products and get free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip.